I'd like to suggest that we can practice to reach this thing called unity consciousness, where we begin to treasure our divinity and see ourselves as pieces of God. It's almost as if you have to get to this place where you can say, I'm turning this thing over to God, and God is that to which I am always connected. I am never separate from it. There is no place that God is not. And if there is no place that God is not, not a person, not a white dead male floating around in heaven, but a presence, omnipresence, always everywhere at once. Omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. All of them start with Om. And omnipresence and omniscience and omnipotence is something to which I am connected. I'm like that glass of water taken from the ocean. The ocean is God, and I am a glass. I am a glass of God. I'm not as big, not as strong, but always a glass of God, always connected. And it's only when I separate from my source and attempt then to live my life separate from that source that I begin to encounter things called problems. Because when you're separate from your source, that water, separate from its source, is your ego. And that water, separate from its source, cannot create life, it cannot sustain life. It just simply evaporates, changes form, and returns to its source. Which is exactly what you're in the process of doing right now. Changing form and returning to your source. But while you're separate from your source, you lose all of the power of your source. So what I'd like to suggest that in moving into this place where you are able to turn it over to this thing called God, just turning it over and admitting that it's something that you don't quite know how to handle, and the reason you can't handle it is because you're ego identified. But as you begin to become more conscious of your divinity, just conscious of your divinity, that you have the power to negotiate the presence of this energy to do incredible things for yourself. But there are three things you have to do. The first is you have to have what I call recognition of this force. And recognition of this force is nothing more than simply saying to yourself, I am open to the idea that there is a force that is greater than I am, to which I am always connected, that is everywhere at once, and no place that it is not. And I would like to just say that it is available to me. Just, you don't have to have proof of it, you don't have to have anybody confirm it, it is just simply an awareness that it exists. See, once you recognize that this force that opens the flowers, that keeps the planet in alignment, that grows your fingernails every night and beats your heart, independent of your opinion about it. You go to sleep at night, you look at your fingernails the next morning, they're longer than they were the night before, and you're sound asleep. Not only that, but whatever force it was that grew yours, grew the person next to you's, and grew the people across the oceans as well. There's a force that's growing everybody's fingernails, whether they like it or not, and growing their hair, well, most of them. And beating their hearts and circulating their food and opening the flowers and turning, you know, acorns into oak trees and turning embryos into human beings. There's a force. There's something. I can't see it. I don't know what it is. I recognize it. If you recognize it and that there's no place that it's not, the beauty of that is that it's also then in everything that you would like to attract into your life. And here you've just taken one step towards diminishing the role of the ego in your life. If you can recognize that there is a power in the universe that is connected, that is part of you, if there's no place that it is not, then it has to be in you. And if it is in you, and there's no place that it's not, it also has to be in whatever you'd like to attract into your life. So all you have to say is, I'm already connected to that which I would like to attract into my life. That what you want, wants you.